Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to the Word at Noon, brothers and sisters. The song I wanted to play, I'm able to get it, so hey, let me play this one right here, okay? I just love this song. It speaks to me.
It just says so much about who we are to the Lord and what God should be to us. Hallelujah. And the mere fact that we have the right to speak to him and he will speak back to us. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly, we're happy to have each and every one of you all. I'd like to get into that song. But we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she would give us a word of prayer. And after that, we're going to have a sandwich by Evangelist Renee. And after that, we'll get into the review.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, may I have the name of that song? I was so busy listening to the words, I missed the title.
That's it. It's called Speak to Me.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
My pleasure. Yeah. It's called Speak to Me. I think it's by
what's her name? Kareen Hathorn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that selection. I mean, the words are just so beautiful when you just open up your heart and listen to that song. So, yeah, I had to have the title of that one, Pastor. Praise God. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share today is coming from Matthew, the 18th chapter, and verses 18 through 20. It says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today giving you thanks for your word through song as well, Father God. Lord, we just praising you for this day that you have blessed us to see, Father God. And we're just asking, Father God, that you continue to have your way in our life, that we will continue to be able to hear the word of God, and that it will be in our hearts today. Father God, we're thanking you for this review. We're giving you praise, Father God, for your word. Thanking you that you are just in control of all things. We hear social media with all this negativity, but Lord, we know you're greater. You're so much greater than that. Lord, we just want to stand on your promises, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will just continue, Lord, to bless each and every one on this broadcast, Father God. Anything to try to come up against them, Father God, we're binding it up right now in the name of Christ Jesus. And Lord, we're pleading the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, Father God. We ask that you'll bless our pastor, continue to use him, guide him, and direct him. Lord Jesus, continue to bless the listeners, those that participate, Father God. Be with Sister T, be with Evangelist Renee and Evangelist Sharon and all the others, Father God, and help us, Father God, to allow the Holy Spirit in our life to guide us and direct us and teach us all truth, Father God. Lord, be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Be with those, Father God, that are going through, those who are bereaved. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, the word of God says, you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to stand on that word, Father God, and know that you're going to supply all of our needs as long as we stay in the word of God and have faith in your word, which is your word, that substance. That's our faith today, Father God. Ooh, Lord, we love you. Ooh, Lord, we just want you to have your way in our life, Father God, that we're able to hear the word and also live that word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
First, give an honor to God, Pastor Amen. Bell, Pastor Beasley.
God bless.
Some of the listeners, good morning. Or, excuse me, good afternoon.
Amen.
First piece of bread, we're going to put Psalms 23, verses 1 and 2. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams.
Mm. Yeah.
On the other piece, bread, we're going to put Hosanna 6 and 6. I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings.
All right.
Okay. Inside this, inside that sandwich. I'm going to put my scripture I stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors.
Mm-hmm.
We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. There's nothing impossible for God. And God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Our review was based on having faith in God. And to have faith in God is to have faith in the Word. So Monday, mm-hmm. we end up talking about Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. So we'll go there. See if... are you able to read Evangelist Sharon?
Praise God. Yes, Pastor Beasley. Pastor Bill, I am available to read. Thanks for asking.
Okay, yes. Can you read Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, please?
Yes. In Hebrews 12, good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for the beautiful prayer and that wonderful sandwich. It is good. In Hebrews 12, in the King James Version, 1 and 2, it reads as follows. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne, and the right hand of the throne of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no characteristic sin. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yep. And that there's witnesses that does the same thing we're doing, have the same vision we have. Not everybody. That's why you go back to Hebrews 11, and we'll do that too. But these witnesses, they witness the same thing we witness, that you got to walk in faith. Jesus.
Yes.
Is who we have to look to, because he is the author and finisher of faith. So if you want to know something about a book, for instance, how about finding out from the author?
He wrote it.
The best way to find out is to go to the author, man.
Yeah.
Jesus is the author of our faith.
Yes,
Simply meaning our faith is based on the Word of God. That's what faith is. One of the things we talked about, if you don't have Word, you don't have faith. Remember James said, you show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith with works. And I tell people all the time, you show me your faith by your lips, and I'll show you my faith by my hips. See, faith without works. Yeah. You got to learn to confess this word. Confess it over your life. That's what Jesus did. Whatever you say, and not doubt, but believe what you say, which is the word of God, then you're going to have what you say. So all of these who died in faith, here's what they all had in common. It's the word of God. Because that's what faith is. People will tell you faith is the substance, which is correct. Then I ask the question, what is your substance? What are you depending on? Hey, look at it like this, brother and sister. So you got to pay your bills. How you pay your bills? What is your substance? What you use?
We use money.
Yes. And if you don't have money, your substance could be food stamps.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm just saying. I'm throwing that out there because I want you to see you got to have something. You got to have something to take care of. You got to have some kind of substance, something you can depend on.
Amen. Amen.
There's people who get a check every month. That's their substance. And they're depending on it. Well, so it is with us. Faith is our substance, brothers and sisters. That's what directs our lives. That's what take care of us. So we must focus Jesus, who is the source of that. That's what you look for. People that's on their on fixed income and they're getting a check from Uncle Sam, they focus on that. They can tell you what day of the month, what time that's going to be in the mail or going to be in their bank account, or they can explain to you about their substance because they depend on that.
Amen.
That's the way we got to be about faith.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
And you got to continue to look to Jesus. Who else you going to look to? Let me ask the question. Who else you going to look to? People who's on fixed income, who else they going to look to? Those old hard-headed children, they ain't going to give you nothing. Who would right now, I'm going to ask the question. Now, it used to be different, but right now, can you truly depend on, if you didn't have no money, no income, can you depend on your family to take care of you, pay your bills every month? I'm not saying they're not going to do it for a month or two. But really, seriously.
All right now.
Thanks, Pastor.
Seriously, about the 6-7 months. You might be homeless.
Have mercy, Lord.
And those that are truly blessed, they'll invite you to live with them. But they ain't finna take care of your household over there and let you watch the TV you want to watch, the phone you want to have, drive the car you want to have, pay your bills. They ain't finna do that. I'm sorry. They ain't finna do it. And of course, unless they million. But the point is this. You got to have some substance that you can depend on. That's all I'm saying. And if you rather depend on your children or the government, you don't even have to answer. You don't even have to go there. I already know. If your children want to bring something over, that's fine, but you ain't finna depend on them. I already know.
All right.
I know how that works. So you got to have a substance that you can depend on. And as Christians, brothers, the Bible says we got to look unto Jesus for that very reason, because he is the author and he is the finisher.
Yes, he is.
And I like the fact that he did it with joy. When he went to the cross, after he bring it on, he was smiling. He saw that cross, boy, he started smiling. Everybody else frowning, but he was smiling.
Praise the Lord.
He was happy to do it for you, Pat.
Thank you, Lord.
He was happy to do it for you.
Yes.
And we talked a bit about that Monday. But also, it was an example of faith. Okay? So when you read Hebrews But 12 says, and we are compassed with so great of a cloud of witnesses. These witnesses is over here in Hebrews 11. So let's go to Hebrews 11, if you will.
Okay.
Hebrews 11. And we'll start with the first six verses.
Okay. In King James, it reads as follows, Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above crowds. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word, what we see created by what we don't see. By an act of faith, Abel brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. It was what he believed, not what he brought, that made the difference. That's what God noticed and approved as righteous. After all these centuries, that belief continues to catch our notice. By an act of faith, Enoch skipped death completely. They looked all over and couldn't find him because God had taken him. We know on the basis of reliable testimony that before he was taken, he pleased God. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
So the substance became the word of God. You have to understand this through the word of God, because the world's framed by the word of God. Because that's what faith is. When you go back in the scriptures, here's what you're going to find out. And God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. What did he say? He said his word. He said, let that be. Mm-hmm. So you got to understand that's how the world was framed, based on what God has said.
Yeah.
That's what faith is. Faith is the word of God. No word, you have no faith.
Amen.
And if you do, prove it to me. prove to me how you have faith. Now, you can trust in anything. You can believe in anything. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the God kind of faith here. That's what we're talking mm-hmm. about, the God kind of faith. That's why we have yeah. these witnesses who understand mm-hmm. and understood that the word of God was their faith. So Abel, see, a lot of people want to make a story between Abel and Cain. It wasn't. You know what Cain did? He did his own thing. Go back and read it. I mean, I mm-hmm. wish I had time. Go back and read that thing. Cain said, you know what? I'm not going to do what God's word say. Because that's what he would do. God had already told him. They daddy told him. They daddy told him how to mm-hmm. what offering God wanted.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted an offering and you cut it with blood. So the Bible says that by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Why was his sacrifice more excellent? It's because he offered to do what his word said. And that's what he did. Mm-hmm. He cut where the blood flowed because he was doing a covenant yeah. with God. Cain was a man of the earth. He said, oh, well, I'll give God some of these collard greens. This is good right here. I'll use that, see.
Mm. Ooh,
yeah.
All right.
Interesting story when you go and read it. So God said, oh, okay. So Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, if you really read this thing, God testified of his gift. And by it, the blood spoke from the ground.
Yeah.
So when God had to say, hey, where's your brother? Where's Abel at? He said, oh, mm-hmm. am I my brother's keeper? Well, his God spoke to me. See, when you with God, you're going to always be in contact.
Mm-hmm.
Even yes. when you die. When you die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You're in his word and his word is in you.
Mm-hmm.
Same Amen. Thing Enoch got translated.
Yes.
Because he had God's word. All of these people had one thing in common, brothers and sisters. And we're not going to go through it all, but you can read it. I'm going to tell you what they all had in common. Pay attention. Because it's without it, it's impossible. Hey, I don't care how many tithes you pay. I don't care what building you go to. I don't care who you train to be your pastor. None of those things matter. The only thing matters is if you want to please God, you better have his word. Because without yes. his word in you,
say
without
it,
his word in you, you ain't mm-hmm. pleasing him.
Amen.
Now, so he says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So read this like this so you can understand it. It says, but without the word of God, it's impossible to please God. How about that? For he that come to God, you must believe in his word. And now, mm-hmm. if you believe in his word, the Bible says he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yeah.
You know what Noah had? Noah had the word of God.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know what Abraham had? He had the word of God. There were no laws when Abraham, all Abraham had was the word of God. That's what he had.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was tried, God said, okay, Abraham, we got a covenant. We got a covenant here, son, and whatever you see, if I go against my word, whatever you see, you can have. I'll swear by my own self. There's nothing else I can swear about. Abraham mm-hmm. said, okay then, whatever I have is yours. God said, okay, yeah. we're rolling like that now. Whatever I have is yours, and whatever you have is mine. Abraham said, yes, sir. Whatever you have, whatever I have is yours. So he said, okay, mm-hmm. Lord, give me a son. So he gave him a son. Then after a few years later, God came back and said, you know the promise you made? He said, bring thy only son, Isaac. Bring him up here to me. Oh, no, Lord. Not Not my only boy. Yeah, bring him.
Mm-hmm.
So he promised to up his only begotten son. You know, a lot of times people say, God always have a ram in the bush. No, God was serious with Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
But because of God's commitment to his word, and Abraham took God at his word, Abraham said this. Because he knew he was taking him up there, and I'm sure Isaac knew too. Like, okay, Daddy, why are we going up this route here? I mean, when you go up here, somebody finna lay something on the altar. We don't have anything here to lay up on the altar. Boy, don't worry. Yeah. God will provide something. He got you. See, you got to know when you got God's word, don't even worry about this stuff, man. Don't worry about what your mind trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He said, God is able to raise you up. If you die up there, God's able to raise you up.
That's right.
Got to know that, man. You got to know. Yeah. So all these people who died, and you can go through that at some point in time, and you can read through all of those. Here's what they all had in common. I don't care if you go to Jacob, Joseph, Moses, them. Here's what they all had in common. They had the word, Sarah. Only thing Sarah had was the word of God. While everybody laughed at her, Sarah walking around here 99 years old telling folks she finna have a baby. That was funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, you can't see the realness. I mean, come on now. Come on. Can you imagine your grandma talking about she's pregnant? Can you imagine your great grandma talking about, oh, I'm finna have a baby. And here you walking around here and you can hardly, now, honey. And you 99. What? You say what? Come on now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, if one of your grandmother or great-grandmother told you she was going to have a pregnant, was pregnant, everybody there will laugh. I guarantee you will.
Amen. Yes, they will. Mm-hmm.
They'll do you like they did, they laughed at Evangelist Renee.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, God rewarded her.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, all she had was flesh. Everybody said, oh, God, no, Sister Renee. I mean, just going to get the thing cut off. But she'd heard from God. And that's why this is so important. Because in the book of Habakkuk, I want y'all to hear this now. In the book of Habakkuk, where is that, 2 and 4? Let's read Habakkuk 2 and 4. Because, see, it's predicated on your faith, not everybody else's faith. Everybody died, it was predicated on their faith. In other words, on the word that God gave them. They stood on that. They stood on that. As people right now, they got the wives they wanted because God stood. They stood on the word of God. They went in and found the scriptures. Some of them got husbands right now. Some of them got homes. They got vehicles because they stood on the word of God. God gave them a word, and they stood on it, and they was rewarded. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because if you want eternal life, you better find the scripture and stand on it, no matter what, no matter how you get oppressed, no matter what people say, all predicated on you and your faith. And you're going to see this here. If you'll read this for me, Evangelist Sharon.
Habakkuk 2 and 4, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, but the person in right standing before God through loyal and steady believing is fully alive, really alive. Amen.
Amen.
See, the just, the word just means made right. Those that are made right shall live by their faith or live by the word of God they got from God. Because that's what faith is. Faith is the word of God.
Yes, it is.
I know you have children. Some of you may have grandchildren. Some of you may not have children at all. Some of you have a parent. Well, pretty much everybody on here got a parent.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But you can't live by what your mama did. You can't live by what your auntie said. And it's good to talk about these folks and brag about them. But, hey, it's the same requirement. Like it or not, it's the same requirement. If they're going to live this God kind of life, it's based on God's word. It's not based on theology. It's not based on sociology. It's not based on what your mama, your grandmama, your daddy. No, it's all predicated on the word of God. And each one of us, individually now, have to have a word or have to have faith. How about that one? But you can't please God without faith. And that's why I want y'all to understand this real clearly. You can't please God without the word of God. So if you find something in the word that blesses you, that's what you live by, whatever that is. Renee, she her favorite scripture, by his stripes I'm healed. She stood on it. She's standing. She ain't getting off of it.
That's right.
And
amen.
It doesn't matter what kind of health care coverage she got. She's standing on the word of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's good to have insurance and all that good stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. You better put that word first place where God got it. Who all know God got his word first place? He said heaven and earth should pass away for his word. So we have to put his word where he puts it. And that's first place.
Amen.
Also, I think Hebrews 10 and 38. There was another scripture we touched on this week.
In King James, Hebrews 10. And 38 reads as follows. Now, the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no treasure in him. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Nothing they did bothered you. Nothing set you back. So don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourself then. It's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out. Staying with God's plan so you'll be there for the promised completion. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful scripture that is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I just pray everybody see that. And you have to understand the fact that everybody that reads this don't hear this.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
They don't hear it. Because they think, unless a lot of people think, oh, yeah, I know the word of God. I hear the word of God. No, in hearing, you haven't heard. You don't hear. You heard, but you haven't heard. How do I know that? Matthew 13. I think we read 13, 14, and 15. So that's Matthew 13, 13, 14, 15. I want you to see. People can hear, but not hear. They can see and not see. You think these folks understanding? They're not understanding.
That's right.
They are, because they have fooled you, because they have degrees, because they have this, and they got all these folks following them, and this, that, and the third, and you go, oh, this got to be a woman of God. How could she have this and have this and have that and not have this and not have that and know the seat? Like, for instance, it all depends on how you look at that. If you look at it from the eyes of the world, oh, yeah, she's all of this and a bag of chips. Yeah, she's all of that. Or he's all of that because he got thousands and thousands of followers. But if you look at it from the world, that's right. And guess what? God told you to come out of the world.
Yes, he did.
And you go right back into it, and you start basing everything on world quantity, world quantity, world views, world perspective. That's world. You went to program, man. He told you not to base stuff on the world. And you know he got to be doing good because he got a car and he got a home and he got this. See, everybody judge everything based on that, see?
Have mercy.
Have mercy.
And it have nothing to do with your faith, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And believe me, you can get all of that stuff because you have faith. You can do that. Because God put it in the earth for you. And then you're going to bust hell wide open because you're going to miss your eternal life. Because you're going to get sold into that and get away from the Word of God.
Have mercy.
I mean, I wish I had time. I know I told you to go to, where did I tell you to go?
Matthew.
Before we go to Matthew 13, let me tell you what happened, people. There's a reason why people don't hear. And it's the reason why they don't see. Because they've been got caught up. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're so caught up into that world way of thinking and that world way of appreciation. You miss the Word of God. You miss the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is about God. Yeah. That's why he tells you to be in the world, but don't be of the world. Don't have their standards. Don't believe like they believe. Well, now, do God want you? He wants you to live comfortable and all this. But remember, this is about your eternal life. This is not about what you're going to eat today and what you're going to wear tomorrow. That's not what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
Now, I'm going to tell you how you get faith, too, and how you keep it, how you get in it and you stay in it, too. But I want you to know, faith. Everybody see, don't see. And everybody hear, don't hear. Now, this just came from God, straight from God. I hope we get around to this. Because God prophesied this to Isaiah and also to Jeremiah. But you know, in Isaiah 6, 9 and 10, he prophesied this. But go ahead, read that first, Evangelist Chan. I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm just so carried away here.
Okay, in Matthew 13:14 and 15, in the King James, it reads as follows. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the disciples came up and asked, why do you tell stories? He replied, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. Body has this gift, this insight. It hasn't been given to them. Whenever someone has a ready heart for this, the insights and understandings flow freely. But if there's no readiness, any trace of receptivity soon disappears. That's why I tell stories, to create readiness, to nudge the people toward receptive insight. In their present state, they can stare till doomsday and not see it. Listen till they're blue in the face and not get it. I don't want Isaiah's forecast repeated all over again. Your ears are open, but you don't hear a thing. Your eyes are awake, but you don't see a thing. The people are blockheads. They stick their fingers in their ears so they won't have to listen. They screw their eyes shut so they won't have to look, so they won't have to deal with me face to face and let me heal them. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
First of all, you got to know that the kingdom of God is a mystery.
Yes.
See, because the kingdom of God is nothing you can see through the optical nerve.
Say that, Pastor.
See, you can't see kingdom because it you can't touch it. You can't feel it. You have nothing to do with it. I was trying to tell this person the other day about, we was talking about the rapture. And see, a lot of people, they don't understand what Antichrist is. And I told them, well, I don't have time to tell you all what all I told them as far as the Antichrist. But think about what it says. It says anti. They are opposed. And there's a lot of people living right today because the Bible says the anti had already went out. So it ain't nothing finna come. It's already out here. But if you think it is something finna come, you're not smarter than the fifth grade. Well, this have to happen. That has to happen. People going to get shot up in the arms. And this is part of just so crazy stuff. God never used man. He never had him to do anything as far as his creation. And it's, you got people right here believing crazy stuff. They can't see. They think like this here. They think this scripture. They have eyes and they can't see, and ears and they think that's of the world. People teaching that's the world. Who they talking about? They ain't who they talking. Talking about no world. God ain't got nothing to do with them folks.
All right.
They talking about Israel.
Yeah.
How do I know that? How can I be so sure? Romans 10:1-12. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel that they might be saved. He's talking about Israel. He said, I bear them record that they have an ideal about God, but it's not according to knowledge. See, this is knowledge here.
Yes.
He said they got eyes and they can't see. This is God talking about Israel. It's people. He says, seeing and they'll not see.
Yeah.
Man, isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
So they said, well, Lord, why do you speak us in parables? He said, because if their heart ain't with me, they ain't going to understand it. That's why people, they'll read this stuff, and they'll see and they'll not see, and they'll hear, they'll not hear, and they won't even understand. He says, the reason for this is so that you get rid of the phonies.
All right. Woo! Hallelujah.
You get rid of the jackleg. You get rid of these folks that are doing it for money.
Yeah.
You get rid of these ones that want to follow everything. God had put a buffer here. God had put a something there so that you can't just slick your way in. You can't talk your way in.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So he says, okay, you're going to know them. He said, this people that I'm talking about, he says, you know, Isaiah prophesied about these folks. So this has to be fulfilled. He said, seeing, they'll not see. He said, now many going to see the gospel light. They're going to see the light, and they're going to hear the gospel sound. They're going to hear that, but they'll never reach their heart. It will never reach that 18 inches from their head to their heart. It'll never reach there. It'll stay right in their head. They'll reason with it in their mind, and they'll figure out, well, this can't be God. You go and tell Sarah that at 99.
You got some voice.
The prophet that spoke must plainly understand the gospel, that there is grace there. So before all of this stuff take place, brothers and sisters, in the New Testament, God had already said what was going to happen to them. And here's what he said that was going to happen. He said, their heart is going to wax gross. In other words, their heart is just going to be kind of flat, so that the word which denotes seriousness and, in other words, Psalms 119, we'll go there, the 119th Psalm and the 70th verse. See, I could explain a lot of stuff to you all. I want you to hear from the Word of God. I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. That's what I be wanting. So in Psalms 119, Psalm, we all know that Psalm 119 is full of the Word. That's all it talks about, the Word of God, the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
What the Word of God is, what the Word of God should be. Yeah, the 119th Psalm is full of the Word.
Yeah.
That's why it has to be part of the New Testament. But the 119th Psalm and the 70th verse is what?
In the King James, it says, their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in the law, in thy law. Amen.
Amen, amen. Send a message, Bible. Praise God. The godless spirit, the godless spread lies about me, but I focus my attention on what you are saying. They're bland as a bucket of lard while I dance to the tune of your revelation. My troubles turned out all for the best. They forced me to lean from your textbook. Truth from your mouth means more to me than striking it rich in a gold mine. Amen.
I want you to read that one more time, Pastor. Read that one more time, please.
Praise God. They're bland as a bucket of lard while I dance to the tune of your revelation. My troubles turn out all for the best. They force me to lean from your textbook. Truth from your mouth means more to me than striking it rich in a gold mine. Amen.
Amen.
The writer is saying, I will obey your principles. I'd rather be guided by your direction. I'd rather have your word in my heart. See, if the word is in my heart, I'm not cold toward you, God. I'm very sensitive. See, there people is insensitive to God. Y'all believe it or not. They're very insensitive to God. They'll look right at God and say, it ain't true. It's the other day. See, that's these people that I was telling you about. That their heart is waxed. I mean, they're so full of themselves, and they don't want to deal with truth. I mean, people know folks don't want to deal with truth.
Yeah.
The people don't want truth.
Yeah.
The other day, talking about there was no erection on January the 6th. Come out, oh, there was just another conversation. I said, how stupid can people get? And then God said, see, that man's heart had waxed gross.
Mm-hmm.
He'd rather believe a lie than the truth. There's people right now rather believe a lie than the truth. They seeing it with their own eyes, and they know differently, but they'd rather go on and believe that. That's because their heart had waxed cold. Matter of fact, the Bible goes on to say the heart is so heavy their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes are closed to truth.
Yeah.
I mean, how you
realize
the January 6th in the United States of America that happened? And I don't believe it or not, it happened. And there's people right now saying, oh, they didn't have. There's people right now think that Biden didn't win the election.
Have mercy. Have mercy.
See, their eyes are so close to truth that they wanted Donald Trump to win so bad until if, because he didn't win, then it's all a lie. But now, if he had a win, the election would have been fine. It was fine 4 years ago.
Amen.
I'm just trying to show you, brothers and sisters. I mean, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. It makes no difference to me. I'm just trying to show you how people's eyes can be closed to the very truth. And they also have all the points with you.
Amen.
They won't rejoice. They can't rejoice because they don't have truth. See, you can rejoice when you have truth.
Amen.
See, I was telling the guy the other day, you're not happy. You're not giving God. I said, wait a minute. Give God what belongs to God, and give Caesar what belongs to Caesar. I said, God wants your heart. That's what he wants. He wants your pocketbook. You ain't got enough money to be dealing with God.
Ooh, say that.
Why would you say that? I said, because you ain't got nothing but chump change. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness there is. The earth is God. You see that hill? You see the cattle on the hillside? The man on the cattle, but God on the hill that the cattle is on. The earth is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to know when you die, how much of it you going to take with you so you can go deal with God?
Have mercy.
How you going to go and, well, you know, I'm not even going there. People close their eyes, though, to things, brothers and sisters. They will not see because they're not willing to turn. That's the key word right there. You got to be willing to turn from what you've been taught. You're willing to turn from all this religious stuff. You got to be willing to turn. If you're ever going to see truth, you got to look through a different set of eyes. And not be so willing to accept the way it is. It's sad condition to know man can be on the side of hell and he not even know it.
Yes. Amen, amen.
Well, I'm gonna stop there. I don't know if somebody else had something. I was trying to get into something, but I don't know if anybody has something they want to share. They got something from this week. Want to share with us? Bring it on.
Amen. Well, Pastor, you was talking about this scripture about them being blind. Isaiah 35 and verse 5 says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. But before that, scripture is letting us know that they were blinded. Their eyes were blinded. And once they come into the knowledge of God, then that's when their eyes are open and their ears are open to the truth.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. I was going to read that from the Message Bible. Let's get on over there and read that. So let's see, Isaiah 35 and verses, I'll read verses 3 through 5. It says, energize the limbs. energize the limp hands, strengthen the rubbery knees, tears, tell fearful souls, courage, take heart, God is here, right here, on his way to put things right, and redness, all wrong. He's on his way. He'll save you. Blind eyes will be open, deaf ears unstopped. Lame men and women will leap like deers. The voiceless break into song. Springs of water will burst out in the wilderness. Streams flow in the desert. Amen, amen. So I like that. We come into that truth, then we are able to see, we're able to hear. But until we get to that point, we're blinded to God's word and all the things that he has for the believers. So I just thank God for that.
Amen. Well, since some of y'all stayed over and y'all got a couple of minutes, I'm gonna give y'all a real sweet nugget. And I don't know if I'm gonna teach on it or not, but you got to get away from religious teaching and ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation. And here's the revelation God told me. He says, tell the people, stop asking me for everything. Learn to receive what I already given them. See, God has given us everything. We just hadn't been taught to receive stuff. We've been taught to barter with God and play games with God. I'm going to give you this. Now, I'm looking for you to do this. Now, learn to receive what God has already given. He gave us everything. All you got to do is learn how to be receptive, be a receiver.
Yes, amen.
Now, there's a lot of scripture in that, brothers and sisters. He gave you Jesus. Did you receive it? He gave you the gift. Did you receive it? See, God given us everything. We just got to get the mindset to receive and start getting the mindset we got to barter God. We got to con God. We got to deal with God. We ain't got nothing to be dealing with. He's giving you everything.
Amen.
All you got to do is learn how to receive. He said, you have not because you ask not. You got to learn how to receive what God already did for you.
And one thing about being receptive is the first thing that your parents teach you, your manners, be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful. Have gratitude. Yes, be thankful. Start thanking God for what you already have and what he's already pulled you through. And the rest will come. Yes. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And stop listening to that third party.
Come on now.
Third party will mess you up every time. This is what they call after hours here. You got a lot of good things happen after hours. So I'm going to put it on you. Stop listening to that third party. A lot of homes right now messed up because they listen to that third party. I don't know if it was your friend or his friends or her friend, but a lot of stuff happened in marriages with children. You know why a lot of these children disobedient? Because they listen to that third party. That's what I'm trying to tell you about you and God. It should be between you and God, you and the Word of God. You know what happened to Adam and Eve? I'm glad you asked me. They had a beautiful marriage. Beautiful.
Yeah.
They had the whole world. Until they start listening to that third party.
Have mercy.
See, when you start letting third party get in your relationship, it's done. It's over.
Amen.
I don't care if it's your ex, your children, your counselor. Oh, Pastor, you got to listen to the counselor. No, they're going to hell, too, if they don't straighten up.
Amen.
Amen.
But they put a lot of people in hell, I'm telling you. You need to listen to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Stop listening to that third party gonna mess you up every time. Man, I tell you what, I wouldn't let her do me like that. But honey, Pastor, there's other fish in the sea. See, that's what folks say. Yeah. They're missing that third part. Man, I wouldn't take that. I'd just go somewhere else and get me. No. Well, I don't see you left your. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's other fish in the sea. Well, I don't see yours. You ain't out there in the sea.
Yeah. Amen.
They'll have your home to get broke up, and then they'll keep their home intact. They're going to keep their relationship together, but then they're going to tell you how to do your relationship.
Yeah.
Don't listen. Listen to God. You and God.
Amen.
You and God. That's all Adam had to do was say focus on God. Well, how do we do that? I'm glad you're asking. I'm quitting.
In the word.
You stay focused on his word. That's all Adam had to do was remember what God told him. He had the word. Same thing we got today. Stay focused on the word.
Yeah.
And the whole world is yours.
Yeah.
That's free.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not taking up no offering either.
Hallelujah. Thank you.